800-333-2020.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Last hour, we were talking about immigration, and we're actually going to continue that because, Mark, you've got yet another personal story of how these just absurd immigration laws and the enforcement provisions and that are going on right now are ruining people's lives. And in this, in your case, you're going to tell us about how it could be putting a man and his wife to death. We'll get to that. But first, we are going to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom, New Hampshire.
Good evening. I went to the Republican State Convention yesterday.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I went to the Republican State Convention,
Sounds awful.
I have some information to pass along to people.
Okay.
If you want to become a member of the Republican State Committee here in New Hampshire, what you do is you become a member of the County Committee, and all of the county committees together form the Republicans are going to form the Republican State Committee. This is different from the last time I was involved in that. Back in 2000.
But now, is this one of those things that you're saying that they want a lot of people for, but nobody wants to do it, so it's pretty easy to get in?
Yeah, it's easy enough to get in, except it's at the county level, except that Concord, Derry, Manchester, and Nashua, the cities, have pretty much the same thing as their own county committee, the Republican.
Right, we can't really get too much into local political detail, as this is an international radio program, but you are suggesting that people who are interested in getting involved in the political system, there may be some positions open, and this may be the case in other places, not just in New Hampshire. There may be some opportunities there where you won't have to run against anybody just because there's so few people that want to engage in politics, right?
And there's something else that I wanted to bring up, okay? I proposed a couple of platform amendments, and those didn't get discussed for reasons I'll get into later, but I also proposed a resolution. And, you know, people think about the political consequences of this resolution. The resolution, the New Hampshire Republican Party congratulates Sarah Palin on becoming a grandmother and wishes Bristol Palin and her fiancé the very best. And this resolution came up. And the vote was pretty close, a voice vote. It sounded to me like it was about dead even. The dude said the ayes have it, and there was no demand for a, you know, count the votes thing. So the resolution passed. And
why is that newsworthy? Why are you telling us about it? It sounds like somebody's patting someone on the back.
It just shows how dumb the stuff is that they're voting on.
Yeah.
Not really. That's a non-binding resolution at the very end, but I don't know if either political party can make a big stink about, hey, you know, I mean, they're encouraging this. How can they, you know, it's like electing a pregnant prom queen, you know, that kind of thing. It doesn't have any legal force or anything, but
seems like a big waste of time to me, Tom. What's the point of doing this?
Well, the delegates to the Republican State Convention get to vote on who gets to be in the county committees. And so I get to go to that and vote on who's going to be in the Hillsborough County Republican Committee and therefore in the Republican New Hampshire State Committee.
Why does anyone care about all this?
Well, because that means because they're Free State Project members and they want to infiltrate the political
scene. All right, there you go. Thanks for the call,
you know,
Tom. Appreciate it. I don't know what else, but we're going to move on because I can only take so much of that kind of discussion. It's not really relevant to any of our listeners, and so I don't really see what the point of it is. In fact, I don't know if I want to keep going with that on into the future. 800-259-9231. We go on screen to the amp line. No one there. Let's try this one. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind? Is this Sam?
This is Alex from New Jersey.
Alex.
Yeah, I was just in a parade the other day, and it was commemorating this war hero, and supposedly he killed like 50 Japanese people during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just calling to share my disgust at the kids that were at the parade. A lot of the kids were wearing this camouflage army attire, and they had guns, and they were shooting each other with the toy guns. And I'm really disgusted at that because, I mean, I know the kids want to have fun and all, but I think that represents something a little bigger, that they're glorifying war and death in our country. And we're having a parade for this guy who killed all these people. people. And I don't think that's right. What do you guys think?
I'm with you, man. I think it's a sick obsession that people have with the military in this country. And I think you're absolutely right in your description that it's glorification of what they do. What they do is, it's sick. I mean, they kill people for a living.
Kids, little boys are going to play with guns. You would agree with that, right?
I did it when I was a kid.
Right, I just don't like it when the parents egg the kids on to say, oh, you dress up in this little army outfit so you can be like a soldier who kills people. Oh, yeah, fun.
What now? Did you see the parents egging them on?
You don't like the parents, you don't like the soldier outfit, but if they dressed up as Indians or cowboys or space mutants or zombies or whatever, that's the one thing you just don't like, the military outfit?
It's really the military thing. That's correct.
So if a free and anarchist state had its own military that, you know, perhaps a capitalist military, and they had a uniform, would it be okay?
Well, I don't like glorifying war in any case, but I do support the use of private defense contractors.
Okay, and if they had uniforms, that'd be okay, the defense contractors?
Well, yeah, I don't like it when little kids are saying, this is good to, you know, go and die and do stuff, because I'm not for war.
I understand,
you know
I understand,
but
I'm not for war either.
I am for private defense contractors, I'm just not for us flaunting it, because war is irrational and it's never good.
Right, those private defense contractors would only be engaged in defending their clients, they would not be going and initiating force.
Yeah, but the little boys don't know about initiating force and all that other stuff, they're interested in playing guns with each other.
What I'm saying is that it represents something else.
I agree with what Alex is saying. I absolutely agree with you, and I thank you for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and I did it when I was a kid, and I'm sure it has to do with the fact that there are, certainly in the 1980s when I was growing up, there were a lot of movies that were glorifying violence, movies like, you know, Commando, for instance, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and various different things blow up, things go boom.
You're simply not
going
to have little male children and not have guns. I mean, that's just, you know, toy guns. That is the way it is. They like them.
Do little males like toy guns in cultures where they don't have worship for the military, like the American?
The only
American
place
cultures?
That little males don't like guns is places that they don't know what guns are. In which case,
and bow and arrow,
swords and bows. Yes, I mean that's just what they do.
They do studies where
from an evolutionary standpoint. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
We're here to fight and die. The males are.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, you look at the perspective of a defense force, perhaps, where you could have kids dressed up to look like members of the defense force. I remember when I was a kid, we used to play Rat Patrol, you know?
Yeah.
And the Rat Patrol was cool, and I thought the guys who were in there, you know, heroic guys out there, and Al Alamein and everything
it's
going up
against
the Desert
Fox. Hard not to like the
Rat
Patrol, by the way. I mean, the Rat
Patrol. You got it right, man.
From a sort of philosophical standpoint, those guys out in the middle of the desert fighting Nazis, well, you know, not.
Yeah, and then
terrible.
You get a little older, and you start to realize, oh, maybe if the United States hadn't gone into World War I and got involved in foreign policy that it didn't belong in, then
we would have been in World War II. Hitler would have never been there.
And then,
the Jews would have never died. Stalin would have never received the power. Oh, my God. We should have never been involved in foreign policy like this.
Then you start to have mixed feelings, like, well, Rat Patrol was still kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Well, you know, I don't know if Alex was saying that he didn't think kids should be able to play toy guns. I think he was pointing out that under the climate, this sort of parental climate where they're encouraged to say, all right, go kill. All right, you can be the Japs and you be the Americans and you go kill the Japs or something like that.
Look, my parents never said who was the teams or anything like that. And he was pointing out, though,
that this was happening at a parade where they were glorifying the violence in World War II. So I think it'd be one thing to have the kids playing guns and stuff and understanding that we don't do this in real life. We can only do this with toys because then it's fun, you know, just like in video games where you can shoot people and they get to wake up the next morning. He was just pointing out that it was just he didn't like the overarching message that was being sent. Perhaps the kids were getting it Perhaps they weren't. Perhaps it was just sort of a subliminal thing, more so than anything else. Perhaps they were too young to really get what was going on in the parade. But I still agree with his point, and that is that war is being glorified, and it's disgusting. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com. The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, and they include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive for free. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Naughty, naughty. Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
No, it's not. And, you know, they, if you go to PrivacyHarbor.com, they have a free setup that you can try out. So it's PrivacyHarbor.com. And it's not a limited time. They actually have a free service, and then there's services above that.
A friend of mine had an experience with that and wasn't happy. Ended up putting
someone getting broken into,
good employees pitting them against each other.
Oh, my.
And he listens to this show. So
PrivacyHarbor.com.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about here. I can't imagine, but I do know that anybody who knows anything about IT departments, yes, they do look through the boss's mail. Absolutely. I did.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. So we continue with your phone calls. Frank is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Frank.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's
I just want
mind?
To talk about how the bailout was a complete defeat of the corporate state. And
victory. I don't know about that. Aren't they trying again on Thursday?
They are going to be trying again for probably the rest of time until they get rid of the Federal Reserve. And I just want to tell you guys that Obama and McCain both voted for it. They both wanted it.
Yeah, sure.
And all I want to say is go to ObamaCrimes.com and check out the two books from Webster, Griffin, Tarpley. Good books for you guys.
What about the
McCain crimes? Yeah, what about his?
Oh, McCain? Well, we all know just McCain's a psychotic warmonger.
Yeah, just a
what
case.
Do we do?
Right, well, yeah, you're right. That's a good point, because a lot of people know that McCain's nutso, but they think that Obama's somehow more sane. I saw this bumper sticker today. Julia and I were having breakfast at Lindy's Diner, a neat little place here in Keene. Mm. But we were having breakfast, and there's this car out in the parking lot. We were talking about how these politicos, well, what we started talking about was how the people that go to college, many of them are trained to believe they're better than other people. Like,
oh, they're completely leftist, arrogant, and
right. Right.
Everyone.
And so that's kind of what we started to talk about. And we were talking about how, you know, all these college educated people, I'm well educated, I'm voting for Obama. And, you know, this whole idea. And so there's this car parked out in the parking lot with an Obama bumper sticker. But the funny thing about it was the O had a peace symbol in it. And I said, you know, that's a perfect example of one of these intellectually, you know, these snooty people that, I know what I'm doing.
Well, all you have to do,
but they don't even know that that this guy supports the war, that he supports increasing the size of military. I'm sorry, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, all you have to do is just go up to that guy and say, hey, Obama wants to bomb Pakistan. Oh, and he's already started bombing Pakistan. Predator drones.
Obama hasn't started bombing Pakistan.
Well, he called for it, and Zbigniew Brzezinski has put it through.
I see. I appreciate you calling in tonight. I thank you, Frank, for the call at 800-259-9231. So, I mean, look, to believe this guy's for peace, you obviously don't know anything about him. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and the thing
is, in your ivory tower.
You don't get a chance to even talk to them. You see the bumper sticker go by. What do you do? You know,
I wouldn't have said anything to him.
And you know what? What's so amazing about those people is supposedly they're all for peace, but they're all in favor of aggressive government stealing from my neighbor. It's just incredible.
Well, they don't realize that.
Yeah, they don't realize. Anytime I see a bumper sticker of some leftists in many cases, I'm particularly vexed because I sit there and say, that's basically an advertisement saying I support coercion and theft.
Well, and the thing about liberals, and this is one of the things that I think is good about them, is that they don't want to see the violence and they don't want to be associated with violence. So if you can show them effectively that they are supporting violence or they're supporting the gun in the room, then they're going to want to back away from that. At first, it's going to make them feel uncomfortable and they're going to, you know, cognitive dissonance is going to kick in and they're not going to believe it or whatever. But eventually they might think about it a little bit more as the message of liberty keeps getting put in front of them. I think that there's some people over in this region of the state that believe that we're actually going to have an easier time here in the Keene area because there are so many liberals out here, because it's just easier to bring a liberal on board with the liberty message, since they don't have that law and order mentality as hardcore as some of the conservatives do, where if you tell a conservative that he's supporting violence, then it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the law and order mentality, you hit it. Although I have to say, in my experience in college, hanging out as the only punk rock, true anarchist dude in college, where all the other anarchists were socialists, you know, I found that the leftists tended to embrace peace in the abstract, but in the reality of things, they tended to be some of the most violent, obnoxious, in-your-face, aggressive people you could possibly encounter.
So I'm certainly talking generally.
At Boston College.
Boston University.
Those are the leftists that are going to rule. And you have to be willing to kill people to rule. Like, I've got a plan here, people, and if you get in the way of my plan, you're going to have to die.
They were the utopians. They had an.
I'm talking more of the run-of-the-mill kind of liberals, the ones that are like the person with the car and the bumper sticker that doesn't really even understand what it is they're supporting. That kind of person could be converted.
I think recently I've had more success converting, well, at least talking to leftists. That's a good point. Yeah,
it's just it's a thought. There's certainly exceptions to it. Obviously, a lot of conservatives are going to be really open to the idea of, well, if you don't want taxes, you don't like taxes. Well, let's see what taxes are supporting and see if you like that. And of course, when the government comes after them, then they can realize that it's violence. And when they're coming out, when the government's coming after them, then they understand that, well, wait, maybe this isn't so great. So it's not that it's not possible to convert conservatives. I've just had an easier time myself with the liberals. All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Andy's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andy. Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, did you guys see where there was a part of this bailout thing? Help, I take it.
What's this?
What now?
They didn't pass the bailout thing.
Right.
That's correct.
For now, they did not pass it, but you can better believe they're going to try again.
Yeah, it'll be done by Friday.
Did you guys see where there was part of that where they was actually going to authorize the government to buy unspecified assets?
Sure.
Unspecified assets.
Unspecified amounts of assets, or unspecified as in they don't know what the assets are?
They don't even
know what they are. Just whatever they deem appropriate, I think it said, or something crazy.
Sure.
Like
was this the secret? Was this the secret provision where they don't even have to talk about it, where it's just they can just go and do it?
They're going to steal our money from us, and then they're going to buy our stuff away from us with it.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Wow. Did you say Section 103 in that one?
I'm guessing.
I'll check it over and see. The whole thing is posted. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to try to do a podcast about this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's good for you, Guard, to be on the air once in a while because we don't want you to just geek completely out here.
No, he's got his own podcast. You can go to libertyconspiracy.com and
the live element really does.
We do
like
yes. You can talk to Gardner live on Free Talk Live. Thanks for
what I was going to mention to you, man, was that if you got to see Susie Orman was on CNBC today talking about what a great deal this was. And there's an insurance aspect of this where the Republicans injected this in. So if companies retain the mortgages, they can get federal insurance. She goes, it'll be just like the FDIC. And if you want to learn more about the FDIC, just go online. I work for them.
Oh, boy. All right. More on the way. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right. You lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthet.com. That's getthet.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we are paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like new condition in only one tankful and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want just by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They do include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your download and convenience. Enjoy free at freetalklive.com.
We're looking for libertarian students and recent graduates interested in careers in movies, film, animation, or video game production for our spring and summer fall internships. All positions are paid and include participation in a career workshop. Is all you have to do is visit libertarianinternships.com. There's a $2,000 stipend for a 10-week internship, housing, and travel
allowance. You get paid to intern?
Yeah.
Damn.
You know, everybody gets paid to intern except interns in radio.
In radio?
Yeah. There's really, really? Interns that don't get paid. And it's just because, well, people will do it in radio.
Okay.
It's amazing what these offers are. If you're in this age bracket, you're a libertarian student or recent graduate, go to libertarianinternships.com and check it out. They've got internships in the production, print and broadcast, public policy.
Great.
Wow.
So
get out there.
Cool. Yep, it's
where do you go?
It's libertarianinternships.com.
Okay, cool.
I like that.
1-800-259-9231. Ladies first, we talk to Serge in Texas, listening on StickAm. Serge.
Oh, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just kind of wanting to talk about internet radio a little bit.
Sure.
Only because there's so many internet radio stations popping up. You're actually on one right now.
Mm-hmm. We are on StickAm, yes. And actually, we're on several internet radio affiliates. StickAm is our video provider. They provide us with our webcam access, essentially. And so people can see that over at cam.freetalklive.com. But what were your thoughts? Go ahead.
Well, actually, you're on ours right now, too. I'm from Z103, the Kakaw.
The caw.
Caw?
How do you spell that? The caw.
Yeah.
How do you spell
it? It's a Jewish radio station.
Okay.
We play a lot of Hebrew music.
Hmm.
We're all bird enthusiasts, and
bird enthusiasts?
I really just wanted to get your take on it and maybe how someone else out there could get out their own internet radio station.
Well, are you trying
to do that?
Are you trying to market your station? Who are you trying to attract? I mean, people locally to where you are, or are you trying to attract a Jewish client or a Jewish listenership? Or what are you looking to target, Serge?
Well, actually, we're not really targeting Jewish people or anyone in our area. We actually target anyone. We do take requests. We're constantly getting prank calls from kids wanting to hear the DOS King. Not that I really know what the DOS King is.
I would like to hear the DOS King.
I don't know either, but it sounds like we've just been cranked too, I think.
Excellent.
The call, Serge.
Did you mention bird enthusiast? That was great.
That was cool.
That's a pretty good prank.
That was good.
I think that was the zombie. Was that the zombie chick?
I don't know.
Before?
I don't know. Whoever did a great job.
All right, 800s, because she did a great job before. 1-800-259-9231. And the crankers aren't usually female, so that's why I think maybe the same chick.
I don't see any correlation to X chromosomes, that's all.
1-800-259-9231. As we continue to let's talk to Steven in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Steven.
Hey there.
Hey, what's
up? Are you guys busy tonight?
We are busy. Go ahead. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay. What would you guys think about supporting a party called the Secession Party?
Are you talking about on a national level?
I'm not sure. I drive around a lot, and I've just been thinking about this. I'm not sure. I thought about it both ways. What if there was a secession party, it was national, and they ran a candidate for president of that state, Alaska, Georgia, Florida, or whatever, or if there was just one in New Hampshire in your state?
I'm
like you. I'm about turned off on the politics thing. I'm just about there. But if something like that came about, would I support it? I don't know.
Well, I would support it generally. I mean, I'd support it on the air. I'd say, yeah, go for it. Do what you think is right. Do what you think is best. Would I support it financially? No. Would I support it with my time? Probably not.
Well, it depends. If they got me excited about the party. That's the thing, is they'd have to have a relatively principled guy running for, because, I mean, if you manage to get Michael Moore running for, New Hampshire state governor under the secessionist party, I'm interested
not so
in secession
about it
war.
At that point, right?
Well, I just picked somebody that I know I wouldn't vote for.
Oh, you wouldn't vote for? Okay, I was just saying.
There would be a tendency for things to go in that direction eventually as one possibility. The other would be a grassroots sort of thing. But it would be the one possibility down the line if we could gather enough people here in New Hampshire to throw off the yoke of the federal bureaucracy.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I mean, wherever we can start the conversation about secession is fine by me. And if the people that are starting the secession party actually get to get a foothold and actually manage to gain some notoriety through doing whatever it is they do, maybe burning the U.S. flag or something like that, I don't know.
I don't recommend that.
I hear it's going to actually happen here in Keene.
Oh, no.
Within the next month and a half.
Oh, no.
Actually, I hear that here in Keene, there's going to be a triple flag burning. It's going to be UN, U.S., and New Hampshire. All three flags will be burned.
Yeah, because I've about had it with the federal government. In fact, I chat on Yahoo from time to time. My new Yahoo ID is
you don't want to do that. You probably don't want to give your ID out over the radio, but you already did.
That's all right. I don't care. Why? What are they going to spam me or something?
You never know. It's possible.
I can just shut it down or whatever.
There you go.
To me, it's not.
So
not,
are you actually talking? I mean, are there actually people talking about this seriously, or are you just throwing out an idea?
I have on various forums and stuff. I've heard about it. Yeah.
I think it's a good idea, and I think someone should start it up, run with it, see what happens. You never know, man. Maybe there's a bunch of people waiting to join.
I work 60 hours a week, so I couldn't possibly be involved. But if somebody else wanted to start it up,
and that's just the thing. I mean, that's the tough part. I mean, with politics, we were talking with Tom earlier, and it was a terrible call. But we were talking with Tom earlier about how easy it is to get involved in some of the political machine at the lower levels because nobody really wants to do this stuff. It's mm-hmm. icky, it's time consuming, it is sure. expensive, and as you say, you're too darn busy trying to put food on the table, working 60 hours a week, and there's a lot of other people in your position, so going and trying to start a political party, especially at a national level, although I think you were suggesting for state level stuff, but at a national level it's next to impossible, and at a state level it's possible, but it's going to take some effort, it's going to take some doing, time and money and all of that, and like you, I just don't have it. It's certainly not enough to motivate me to do anything about it, and if you, the idea man, is not motivated, then I don't know. Maybe somebody out there will take that and run with it, and I hope they do, and I wish them the best of luck, and I thank you for the call, sir, and the ideas. 800-259-9231. We continue to talk to Tom in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Tom. What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind is actually something that I found out about a week ago, and on October 1st, have you guys heard about the Homeland Tours starting then?
Homeland Tours.
That's where the military is going to begin rotating military members in here to the United States and put them on the streets, basically, right? Allegedly doing stuff like disaster cleanup and all of that, but really it's just their excuse to start putting military members in the streets of America.
Yeah, and it's actually, if you read the article, I'm not going to read any of it. I know you guys don't like that, but it only is a page long, one page. It's not going to take you long to read it. They do talk about that, but they do go a little bit further, and I personally feel like the statements are somewhat incriminating. I'm not telling anybody to lose their mind and panic over anything. And
Give me one example.
Well, it talks about them being decked out in full battle regalia. They trained in Iraq, and it talked about civil unrest and so forth. Mm. And I have been pointing out, I have been telling lots and lots of people about this, people I care about and whom I know are interested in things like this, but I knew they did not know about this yet. Only one out of all the people I talked to even had heard of it. Well, I included all them. I said, look, we're not a war zone. It says they trained in Iraq. This isn't Iraq. We're not in a war. And I said, nothing is going to happen immediately. But it'll be helping an old lady across the street and getting a kitty cat out of a tree.
Right. They want people to be used to it.
Maybe they will take it to the level of they'll be having them at football games.
Right. Well, we knew they brought in the National Guard outside the Republican National Convention, so they'll just start doing it outside political conventions, and then they'll expand it up. All right, thank you, dude. We're out of time. More on the way. Thanks. 800-259-9231. They want to bring them in little bit by little bit to get people used to the idea of seeing military people walking down the street. It's Free Talk Live.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Gunday. 3 days, exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Do it over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month, we take that money and reinvest it into the show and get Free Talk Live on more radio stations all across the country, around the world, and also bring new internet listeners on board. So if you like the idea of getting this program and its message, principled message of freedom, into as many ears as you possibly can, you can help us by becoming an amplifier and getting perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details, and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun shows happening October 10th, 11th, and 12th, all at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables, showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person. KNOBCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com. As we go back to your phone calls about whatever you want, Devin is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Devin. Devin?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Just hey. Super. What's on your mind, Devin?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Jewish people, actually.
Why is that?
Myself, I'm a Jewish person, and I heard that lady call in before about Jewish people and stuff like that. I don't know what she was talking about, but what I wanted to talk about, I was walking down the street, and, you know, it was about 8 o'clock at night, and I was minding my own business, and this cop pulled up to me, and he said, you know, oh, well, your shirt's so yellow and this and that that it could blind drivers, is what he was saying. And I didn't understand what he was saying, but, you know, whatever. And so I guess this guy, you know, he got my information and stuff like that. And, you know, I had kind of a problem with that, but it's whatever. But apparently he got my phone number, and he started calling me up with these prank calls, this guy.
How did he get your phone number?
Well, when I, you know, when he stopped me and stuff like that, he was asking me for all my information.
You gave him your phone number?
What's that?
Did you give him your phone number?
Yeah, I gave him my phone number.
Well, I'd like to point out before you go on that anybody, when a cop asks you questions, you don't have any obligation to answer them whatsoever. So there was no reason to give police this information. I understand that they have intimidation tactics they are trained in, and that's probably one of the reasons why you gave up the information, because you were probably scared of going to a jail.
Of course, he might decide to ask those questions to you while you're in jail.
That's a possibility, too, but even then, you don't have to answer them. So you do have to be prepared to go to a jail cell, but you absolutely can protect your identity by not answering questions. Of course, nope. If you're in a car, then that makes things a little bit different, but you were on the street, right?
Absolutely. I was just walking down the street.
If you're walking down the street, you have no obligation to even stop to talk to a cop. If the cop pulls you over on the side of the road, if you're driving, then they're gonna, you know, they've got a gun and they've got you pulled over, and it's kind of hard to run away because they're gonna run you off the road and kill you. But if you're walking down the street and a cop comes up to you and asks you a bunch of questions, you can say, "I'm sorry." You could say, "I'm sorry. I've got somewhere to be. I don't have time to answer your questions." You can absolutely just avoid answering their questions. Just walk on, move on. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, absolutely, and you know, that's what my intentions were. I didn't want to pull over for this guy, and you know,
you weren't pulling over. You were walking down the street. Remember, you just messed up your crank call. But go ahead and wrap it up anyway.
Yeah. So, anyways, this guy literally jumped up on the street, like with his car and stuff like that. He drives up on the street and he pulled in front of me.
Okay.
So, you know, I said, you know, what the hell is going on? So he came up to me.
Wait a minute, is this a different time, or is this after he'd already gotten your phone number and started to crank call you?
No, this is before he had actually, this is when he actually pulled me off the street. I'm trying to explain.
Got it.
When he actually, you know, pulled me over. Mm-hmm. Explain.
All right, he's crank calling you. Go ahead.
Crank calling, what?
You had told him earlier.
Crank calling you about your yellow shirt. Go ahead.
So anyways, I had this yellow shirt on, and it said, you know, things on the back. I don't even remember what it said.
You don't know,
right? Because it's your shirt.
That's neither here nor there.
No, it's not. Okay.
So I was, you know, he pulled me over and stuff like that. He got all my information. He's asking me why I'm walking so late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said something to the effect, well, you know, I'm trying to get from here to there. I was trying to walk to my friend's house. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's really no problem with it. So, you know, he took my information and stuff like that. And it was dark out at night. And, you know, he's asking me all these questions and stuff like that. He got all my information. So that's how he got my information.
We've already
been
over this.
I think the funny part about this prank call is that it just goes on forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, he never gets to the point.
I want to know about
and
the prank
never
call.
Tells us about the damn
what,
cop prank
what
call.
About it? Does he realize that from the very moment he opened his mouth, we're all sort of on the edge and we're instant messaging people like, oh, this looks like it's a prank caller. And
well, I don't know, but we're going to let him finish it out.
Come on. Jewish people, yellow shirts,
prank
calling. Wrap it up.
Go ahead.
All right. So this guy pulled me on, you know, he pulled me on the street. And, you know, he got my
number. Bye. Thanks.
God.
800-259-9231.
Nothing there.
Awful. You got nothing
off,
on that chick
man.
From earlier. Nothing
yeah,
on
no,
her.
No, she slammed you.
That was a fun one.
Jeez.
Because they try to, they compete sometimes, the crankers. Mm. They will call in succession.
I wish I had little trophies to give out, because whoever that was, the chick from the...
Oh, we've got some books to give out
Radio
this week.
Radio
Caca. Do we have books to give out?
I have yeah. a green at work book here.
All right. Let's continue here. 1-800-259-9231. So, Mark, you had a story about some people possibly being stoned to death, and not in a good way.
No. From Buffalo, we were talking about immigration earlier, and
yeah.
this wraps into it. Just, you know, the people don't know what it is that this immigration policy is going to do to people. And you know, the idea of having the INS or the ICE or whatever to take care of this whole immigration bureaucracy for us, and the people should follow the rules, it's a bunch of poppycock. Buffalo, New York, from WIVB. They've been here for 4 decades, making a living by running their own business in Buffalo. Now
wow.
they claim they face uncertainty and possible death if forced to return to their native country. It's a complicated case.
Oh my.
One that's been going on for years. But now, two store owners could be sent back to their home country and possibly killed, all because of their religion. 7 days a week for nearly 20 years.
No, it's not all because of their religion. Oh, you're saying they'll be killed because of their religion. The reason they're being taken out of the country is because of the immigration laws.
Yeah, well,
okay.
because of bigots in this country
yeah.
that think that they can solve problems, you know, with the government. Anyway, this guy's name is, I'm going to try it one time, and then I'm going to go with Hess after that.
Okay.
Hess Samdin Norati and his wife, Sejeg
has Robbie have run a small corner store, and every day they face the possibility of being deported back to Iran.
Wow.
Their case, fortunately for them, has been bounced around from court to court. Their son, Hamed Narani, said, "We've been buying time, but the time we are buying is uncomfortable time."
You're wondering every
you still
day.
Have the, it's the with the sword of Damocles hanging right above your head.
Wow.
The couple is closer than ever to being sent back to their home country, a place foreign to them now. 20 years, especially since a civil law has passed that bans Muslim women from marrying non-Muslim men. Heslam is Jewish. If they deport me and ask me to go back, I might face death, says Hess. Death by stoning.
So they're only going to deport one of them, but not both?
Both.
Oh, they are deporting both. Okay.
Yeah. That's the quote from him. That could be punishment for their marriage of over 40 years. Their attorney spoke to News 4 by phone from New York and explained the interfaith marriage law. And because they're forbidden, they're treated as an adulterous relationship. You know, they're not being really treated as an adulterous relationship. I mean, that's a possibility, but they're actually, it's going to be stoned because it's a Muslim woman marrying a Jewish man. That's going to,
I see.
That's the guarantee.
Yeah. And they'll know they were married by how?
Oh, I'm sure that it'll be
the
news
government
that
will
returning.
Tell them. Yeah.
You don't think some bureaucrat in the Iranian government's going to know?
Possibly.
You don't think he feels holier than thou?
I don't know how much research they do.
They've been married for 40 years. They've had plenty of time. The government, you know, they made a decision. They're going to have to go.
You don't make an omelet, got to break a few eggs.
There
you know
what I mean? We've got to keep things perfect.
This is so disgusting.
Yeah. It's they're trying to collect signatures from customers and friends, hoping to persuade the immigration judge to take a close look at granting the couple asylum so they can continue to live in the country that they love.
Wasn't Iran part of the Axis of Evil a few years ago?
Yeah.
Weren't they like the greatest enemy that America has or something like that? Didn't they pull North Korea off the Axis of Evil? Isn't it just Iran now at this point? They can't even make an exception for people that are going to go and have
the
their
one
heads chopped
of evil.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just looking
apparently
at a website.
Not.
They have a thing on here about permanent refugees. Department of Justice memos are being put out. They were put out in September to clarify that refugees can be removed from the U.S. if they haven't applied for permanent residence within 1 year.
These people have been here 40 years.
Yeah, this is crazy, and it's totally disconnected, but it's just a little factoid. In making application for permanent residence, they are subject to the rules of admissibility. If they are found inadmissible, they can apply for waivers and or asylum in front of the immigration judge.
Come and beg. Beg for your very lives. 800-259-9231. I don't see how anybody can hear news like this and continue voluntarily paying taxes to these people. It's just absolutely outrageous how many lives they continue to ruin in your name. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.